should be a specialist for Rabbi Nirmi Marasi Sheyichu, Moshe Ben Peshtim, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esi Yosef Ezer Ben Esther, Bracha Vitzlacha V'chol Maaseh Yedeyem. We continue our study of the Siddur, Olas Re'iyah. We're in Yigdal. Yigdal Elokim Chai V'yishtabach, Nimtza V'enes El Metziusa. That we learned in the previous shir, Siyata Dishmaya. Echad V'en Yachid Ki Yichudo, Ne'alam V'gam Ein Sof, V'achdu So. Hashem is one, and there is no oneness like His. There is no Yichud like Hashem's Yichud. So there is no way for us to imagine with anything that we can perceive in this world what Hashem's Achdus means. Our frame of reference of Echad, of oneness, of Yichud, of unity, and not having any other parts is, we cannot help us perceive what that means for Hashem. Echad, He's one. Ve'en yachid ki yichuda. And there is no yichud like His yichud. There's nothing that we... Yichud, the Rav says, is more sholel ribui than echad. So not only is Hashem one, and He's not made up of composite parts, as a lot of things are, but there's no yachid like that. Nothing we can imagine is like that. That completely negates any possibility of ribui, any musig of ribui. And again, we have no frame of reference to fully understand what this means, Hashem's yichud. Because ein yachid ki yichudo. Ne'alam, we just try our best. Ne'alam v'gam ein sof la'achdu so. Hashem is hidden, and there is no end to His oneness. Why don't we say ein reishis? Ein omrim ein reishit. We say that there's ein sof la'achdu so. Why don't we say there's no reishis? Right? In other words, Hashem doesn't have a beginning, just like Hashem doesn't have an end. So why don't we talk about the fact that Hashem doesn't have a beginning? Ein omrim ein reishit. B'tor toar kavua klapei mala. K'der shomrim ein sof. In other words, have you ever thought about that? We say, or ein sof. Ah, the ein sof. So Hashem isn't just ein sof, Hashem is ein reishis. How can we never talk about ein reishis? That Hashem also has no beginning. So that's what we're trying to understand here in Yigdal. It's a cute song. Yigdal Elokim Chai, V'yishta, we learned it in kindergarten, right? But like I said in the previous shir, there is so much depth to it. Mipnei she'ein shum yidiya chala afilu b'shlila meviya lidei yidai chiyuvit klapei etzem romamut kel elyon. Because there is no yidiya that can possibly take effect. Even negation that leads to a positive knowledge vis-a-vis the very loftiness, exaltedness of God. Asher lo dumiya kol safa v'lashon kol hegeshel ha-machshava ha-yoter atzilit u-mufshata. That there, to Him, there is silence in every language, in every tongue, because we can't talk about it, we don't understand. Kol hegesh shel machshava yoter atzilit u'mufshata. Any little bit of a thought that's the most noble, the most sublime, the most subtle, the most abstract, still there is no way for us to have any yediyah chiyuvis, any positive knowledge about Hashem. Ach mitzad hofa'at ha-mifal, ha-yitzur va-yishut ha-vayatit, hinorim otzim shel ein sof. So as far as the etzem ha-mitzias of Hashem, we have no musik, no concept. But mitzad hofa'as ha-mifal, how it appears, ha-yitzur, the creation, va-yishut ha-vayatit, the living existence, hinorim otzim shel ein sof, we see this amazing amount of infinity. Asher reishito ne'elama, the beginning is hidden. And from this hiddenness appears this unifying overarching unity that unites in its power everything that appears separate. even though it's so far away, this hidden foundation and its powerful hiddenness, מהמתגלה בכל אורחות הגילוי, from what's revealed in all its ways of being revealed. In other words, there's a great gap, distance, between what's revealed and what's hidden, between כל מיני התנוצצות של ההוויות, all types of sparkling, shining of all reality. Because that's very far from what's the secret of Hashem's existence. Nevertheless, only from the power of this lofty hiddenness, shehi makol kol achdut, which is the source of all unity, nimshechati hofa'at ha'achdut al hakol, is drawn the appearance of unity on everything. Ad acharit kol le'ein sof etachlit. So we have this ta'aluma al-yona, we have this hiddenness, which is the source of achdus, and from there we have the hofa, we have the appearance of this achdus on everything, until the very end, le'ein sof etachlis, to infinity. V'zoti ha'pliya madhima me'otzem hoda, skulat ha'ashvaya shel kol ha'afachim. And that's the amazing wonder in all of its splendor, the equating of all opposite parts. Ne'elam, v'gam ein sof la'achduto. So Hashem is hidden. This hiddenness, that's where it all started. That's why we don't talk about the oracious. We talk about the or ein sof. Talk about Hashem being ein sof. Ein sof la'achduto. Hashem's achdus ein sof. We don't talk about the racious. We don't talk about the beginning, because at the beginning, that's ne'alam. That's ne'alam, and that's where it all comes from. A very, very hidden place. And then from this hidden place, it appears in the world until the very, very end. And from its appearance now, we can get a glimpse of this ein sof. Now we're seeing on some level the ein sof. The ne'alam, the makor, we're not seeing. But this is the achdus that will go on for infinity, and we're able to perceive a little bit of that, tiny, tiny little bit of that in this world. And it all comes together, the what's ne'alam, what's hidden, and what's revealed, the rachis of Hashem, which is hidden, and the end, which is slightly revealed. And that's all in Hashem's oneness. Hashem unifies everything. Everything that looks separate, Hashem unifies. So Hashem ba'atzmuso, we can't even talk about it. Echad ve'en yachid ki yichuda. There's nothing like it. Ne'elam, Hashem is hidden. Ve'gam ein sof, and it also is going to keep going on for infinity. Hashem's achdus, and that achdus, and don't say yichidus, because yichidus is shalol kol ribui. Seems like this achdus, on some level, is going to encompass everything. And then at some point we are going to perceive of that oneness. This infinite, infinite oneness of Hashem. So this is all very, very abstract, very deep, very Kabbalistic, very philosophical. So we're just trying our best, and obviously... if the Rav were here, he'd be able to spend 100 hours explaining this to us. And I don't know if we would. We'd know more afterwards or less. I get the sense that for some of us, we'd be more confused than when we started. I'll go upon him, but it's good to know sometimes that there's big stuff out there. Ein lo demut haguf ve'eino guf lo na'aroch elav kedushato. He has no demus haguf, and he is not a guf. He has no form of a body, and he is not a body. Lo na'aroch elav kedushato. Nor has his holiness any comparison. So let's see how the Rav explains this. Hadmut, what's the difference between dmut and dmut haguf and guf? Hadmut, hu tochen mitzayen b'tzura miyuchedet v'yidua eze toar mugbal. Shehakdusha elokit mit'ala mikol ze ilui ein sof. Dmut, a form of a body, is a content that notes in a special way some type of limited form that the holiness of Hashem is elevated above this infinitely. There's no demut haguf. Demut haguf is something that you can on some level give a Torah to. You can describe it, some limited description. That's a demut haguf. And Hashem, obviously, is not something that you can give a limited description to. And what's guf? What does it mean? Ein lo demut haguf ve'eino guf. Ve'haguf atzmo ha'omed lemala mikol toar einenu yachol b'tzurato yoter kolelet liyot mityaches le'adon kol elokim chai. And the body itself that is above any description cannot, even in its most complete form, in the most all-encompassing form, be related to the Adon Kol, to the Master of all, the Living God. Because the content of a body is the value of receiving life from some type of spiritual reality. If we would say, the Mashal, that the Mid of Kedusha, of Divine Kedusha, has some sort of relationship with Hashem's atzmos, Hashem's essence, azay ta kedusha kedmut shel guf, shatzmut elokit hi nishmata. Then kedusha would be like a body, and the kedusha elyona would be the body, and the atzmos elokis would be the neshama. That's the tochen of guf, that you're mekabel life from some sort of spiritual reality. So maybe you could say that the holiness of God relates to God's essence. So the holiness of God, that's like the guf. And then the essence of Hashem, the atzmos, that's the neshama, that's the soul of God, so to speak. Aval kashir gam kedushato lo nuchal la'aroch elav. But then when you realize that Hashem's kedusha, there is no comparison to it. Ve'en shum mida ha'elyona shebe'elyonot ruya liyot mityacheset lo mitzad atzmo. And there's no mida, the highest of the high, that is fitting to relate to it itself, even Hashem's kedusha. Ki mitzad yachas shel burim liyotzram, just in the relationship of those who are created to those who created them. Haken lo yesh shum yachas shel demut haguf v'shum mitziut shel eze inyan shefshar liyamer alav inyan shel guf b'tzura yoter meruchevet ela mitat mitziuto aliona ki lo na'aroch elav shum davar v'shum inyan afilu ayon shebayonim v'amufshat shebmufshatim ator shebetorim v'akadosh shebekdoshim lo na'aroch elav kedushato. There's absolutely nothing to compare to it. It's just completely, Hashem's kedusha is completely beyond anything we can imagine. So Hashem has lo d'mus haguf, a Torah mukbal, something limited, and he's not a guf, meaning that there's nothing that, even though it's spiritual, a spiritual guf, but there's something more spiritual that's giving it life. So Hashem's kedusha will be the guf to the atzmus, Hashem's atzmus. And then that'll be a goof. But it can't be. Why can't it be? Because lo na'aroch elav kedushasa. Beis lo na'aroch elav kedushaso. His holiness has no comparison. Nothing can relate to it. The highest of the high, the most abstract of the most abstract, the purest of the pure, the holiest of the holy, lo na'aroch elav kedushaso. So you can't say that the kedusha will be some type of guf that's receiving life from something spiritual. No, it can't be, because Hashem is completely beyond that. And therefore the bottom line is, it's beyond our conception. So he has no demus haguf, a Torah mugbal, and he's not even a guf, which is like the best, above any description. It's above any description a guf, but there's something that's receiving spirituality from something else. So maybe his kedusha is receiving the spirituality from his atzmas. And the answer is, lo na'aroch elav kedushaso. No. His kedusha has no comparison. So don't say that the kedusha is the guf that's receiving ruchnias from the atzmas. It's not so. Because you can't on any level talk about Hashem having a guf, something that's receiving kedusha from something else. And Hashem is complete oneness. So there's no atzmus and then Hashem's kedusha. Those are not two separate things. And therefore you can't say that the kedusha is a guf, is a levush for the atzmus and is receiving ruchnis from the atzmus, because lo na'aroch elav kedushaso. Even his kedusha is completely beyond us. So it's not even on the level of guf. So that is the incredibly deep and profound and mystical explanation of the words Echad ve'en yachid ki yichudo ne'alam v'gam ein sof la'akduto ein lo demut haguf ve'en oguf lo na'aroch elav kedushaso. He is one, there is no unity like his oneness. Inscrutable and infinite is his oneness. He has no semblance of a body, nor is he corporeal, nor has his holiness any comparison. So you know, you can translate the words, but it's mamish pilei plos, learn it with the Rav, and we should be zochah to continue and see more niflos mitaras Hashem. Let's try our best to scratch the surface a little bit of derhoibin, as they say in Portuguese, to elevate ourselves a little bit more off the very magushimdika ground that we inhabit. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.